Rabbi, the Shia tonight is being sponsored by Rav Shuli Halpert, Lunishmas Harav Ben Sien Ben Meireni Harav Yikosil Yehuda Zecher Tzadik Hadish Lebracha Udyotzai Gimel Shvat, also sponsored by Moshe Aaron Newman, Lunishmas Rav David Ben Rav Daiv Halevi Ol Shalom. Also want to point out that today was Udyotzai Rav Shmuel Birnbaum, Al Magid Shia for all the years. Shama should have an Aliyah.
Was
today?
One more thing I want to say. It was the first time Magid Shia came here, so I told him he's had a good shia. He said, if you call me back another time, then I'll know he's had a good shia. Oh. So, actually, I'm calling you back a second time.
Oh. So, I'm just going to... I was sitting in traffic for the last hour and a half, coming from Queens. There was a tremendous accident on the Ball Parkway, and I'm honestly a little bit nisbalbal. I'll do the best I can, but I'm not. Yeah. All right. So, what? Oh, it's crazy. Okay. So tonight's shiur, we're going to try to talk about the din of Lishma and Gadol Oimid Al Gabav, and we'll see that within the context of a number of other sugyas in Shas, there are definitely issues that come up with whichever way we go in the sugya, whether we go with the Mahalach of Taisvis or whether we go with the Mahalach of the Rajba. Either way, there are going to be some issues that are going to come up that affect many other sugyas throughout Shas. So we'll try to develop them a little bit, and it's only one shir, and the ramifications of what goes on within this particular sugya affect many other sugyas. So we'll try to get into that a little bit. All right. So I think where this starts is the Mishnah on Chav Dalid. The Mishnah here says that Kol Get Shenichtav Shaloi L'Shem Isha Pasul, any get which is not written L'Shem Isha is Pasul. And then it gets Ketzad Ha'Yoyver B'Shuk V'Shama Kol Seifrin. Right, a person's walking in the marketplace and he hears in the marketplace that the Kol Seifrim are saying Makanish Pliny Megarishes Pliny Smakan Pliny. So he hears that the Seifrim are writing up a get, and they're saying that Ish Pliny is being Megarish Pliny Smakan Pliny. And then he says, "Oh, Givaldik, so nu zeshmi v'zeshemishti, so it's possible the garish boy. Yes, mikan kasa the garish sishtoy v'nimlach." Then he changes his mind. The matzav ben iroy v'amaloish mikish mecham v'shemishti k'shemishtecha possible the garish boy. Yois mikan ha'yloish tei noshim v'shmaisein shavois kasa the garish sakdoy loy garish boy saktano. Yes, mikan amalavler kasa v'leizer sheretz the garish possible the garish boy. So the Mishnah gives us the different levels that no matter how the get is going to be written, shaloi lishma, it's possible. And the Gemara takes the Mishnah, the Gemara explains that this is learnt out of the Pasuk says, v'kasav lo sefer krisos, and in the taich of the Pasuk, v'kasav lo sefer krisos. So we learn from that a get has to be written lishma, it has to be written lishmai, it has to be written l'shem gerishin, and it has to be written l'shem this gerishin, gerishin alo. So if he changed his mind, he wrote up a get, and he wanted to give it to his wife, and it was taken for the lishma, it was lishmai, it was lishem gerishin, and then he changes his mind, and he decides he doesn't want it. So the halacha is that it's still possible if he wants to use it again a little bit later. So he has to be lishem gerishin alolu. And the Gemara later on is ma'arich more, but the idea is that the first thing that we establish is that the tanai of the get, that even though all the right pieces are in place, shame ish, shame gerishin, it's for this gerishin, but unless everything was written completely lishma, the get is possible. So I think that's the simple thing that where this whole thing starts with. We go back to the Mishnah on Chav Beis and Mebeis, and the Mishnah here says hakol sherin lichtoy v'saget afilu cheirish shaita v'kata. Everybody here is kosher to write a get, even a cheirish shaita and a katan. Of course, the Mishnah is a Pella, because if a get has to be written Lishma, how on earth can a Cheir Shaita V'Katan write a get? So, the Mishnah is a pella. So the Gemara says three terutim to try to explain how it could be that it's possible that a get can be written by a cheri shait v'katan. You know that a cheri shait v'katan are never considered to be a bardas, and a get, if a get has to be written lishma, then by definition it has to be written by a bardas. So what's the, how can the Mishnah say that it has to that it can be written by a cheri shait v'katan? So the Gemara says three mahalchim. Right, one mahalach that the Gemara says, the first mahalach, and we'll come back to this because this is where most of the sugya is that it's a gadol emin al gabav. That when the katan, when the cheri shait v'katan are writing the get, there's a gadol emin al gabav, and therefore that will make the get into a lishma. Again, what obviously needs explanation is so what? So you have a gadol emin al gabav, but the problem is, the get is being written by somebody who's not a bardas. And a get has to be written lishma. So what good does it do that you have a gadol emin al gabav to tell you to have an addition to the cheri shait v'katan writing the get? The bottom line is that whoever's writing the get here isn't a bardas. So, but that's the first teretz of the Gemara. The second teretz of the Gemara is, the second teretz was that we're going with the Machlokes Remeir and Rebbe Elazar, and according to Remeir, a get doesn't have to be written lishma, it just has to be signed lishma. And since this get is being written by a cheri shait v'katan, it's not a problem because we're going like Remeir, and Remeir holds all over throughout the whole Masechta, it's Edech Simakarti, and since it's Edech Simakarti, that means that when he learns the Pasuk, the Kasav Lo Sefer Krisis, that's going on the Chsima, it doesn't, it's not going on the Ksiva. And since it's not going on the ksiva can be written shaloi lishma. As long as the get is signed lishma, according to Rebbe Meir, the get would be kosher. But according to the, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the kosav is going on the ksiva itself has to be lishma, and therefore according to Rabbi Eliezer, for sure, a get that's written by a cheri shait v'katan would be possible. That was the second tirets of the Gemara, and the third tirets of the Gemara was that we're talking about there's a chiluk between the typhus and the tairif. That the tairif of a get has to be written lishma, and the typhus of a get does not have to be written lishma because the typhus is just the extra words that are in the get. It doesn't really matter if that part is written lishma. When the pasuk says, v'kasav l'sefer krisis, it's not going on the whole get, it's going on the part of the get that's doing the gerishin, which is the tairif of the get. And therefore, as long as the tairif is written lishma, that's enough. And it doesn't have to be the typhus also being written lishma. Those are the three terutzim of the Gemara. Okay, so just I guess basic background here. So the obvious. So let's start with the first tarets of the Gemara. So the Gemara's first tarets was that we're speaking in a case of gadol oymen al gabov. So the question is, so what? So big deal. You have a gadol oymen al gabov, but that doesn't help the problem. The problem is that the get was written by a cheri shait v'katan that are not a bardas. So what does it help? So there's, so you have one mahalach, which is taisvis, and the Ramban in Chulin speaks out a little bit stronger. The idea of taisvis over here is that they're going to be instructing the gadol, the gadol, who's Aymed El Gabav, is going to instruct the katan to write the get in a way which is lishma. So he's going to be standing over him, and he's going to make sure that he writes the get lishma. Now the problem is that the most basic problem with this is that good? So we'll say that the gadol is going to do it. But if a katan's not a bardas, what we're saying in this is that it's possible for somebody who's not a bardas to do something which halachically needs das. So good, you have a gadol telling him that he has the right to get lishma. It's a beautiful thing. But lemaisa, when he's writing it, how do you know that he's having the requisite das? So Tosfos says a little bit sharper, not only do you have the fact that you have a gadol emet al gabov, but it's also that it's mucha milsa. You take a look, and it's written in the get. It says his name, it says her name, it says his city, it says her city. So therefore, we can look at this get, and we can see that it's mucha milsa that the get was written lishma. Now, the problem is that that's not enough. It's not enough that a get is written lishma and lishma. It also has to be written l'shem gerishin. And not just l'shem gerishin, it has to be l'shem gerishin halalu. If the husband himself had written a get for his wife and changed his mind and decided that he doesn't want to do it right now, and he comes back a week later and he wants to get divorced now, he has to write another get. So just the fact that it's mucha milsa by itself, that it was written l'shem gerushin, that in and of itself wouldn't be enough. What?
I thought that he has to write another get because of the get yosha.
So again, from could be I thought it was more than that. I thought that the Gemara's understanding that in the lishma it has to be that but
this gerushin.
See, your get yoshan could be, I think what you're saying is that the get yoshan, a get yoshan that was written with gerushin halalu would be pasal to dindrabana, but it would be pasal lishma. It would be pasal even from the drasha of lishma if it was not the gerushin halalu. In other words, a get yoshan that's the gerushin halalu could still technically be kosher. But a get that you wrote and then you got back together and everything's good and now you want to use it, so that already is it's a chsarin in gerushin halalu, and that's one of the tanoim that the Gemara darshins. It has to be lishma.
Wait, the Gemara says that, or you think that that's
something? I thought that was clear from the Gemara later on, but the point, the where I'm going with this is that in Taisus over here, when Taisus says that you go and you, when Taisa says it's mucha milsa, and therefore the get's written lishma, he's still missing a couple nekudas over here. And just the fact that it's written in the get that shmai, shemirai, shemira, and shma, it's still missing that it's gerushin halal. It's still even written that, it's still even missing that it's a gerushin. For all he knows, it's l'islamic. So yes, you're going to tell him to do it, but you're still being soimich on the das of a cherushayt v'katan. And it's a chiddush, and it comes out in a number of areas we'll try to get to, that what Taisus is being mechadish here is that we don't deal with a cherushayt v'katan as a shayt in ganzen. We're reckoning with the das of a cherushayt v'katan when there's a need for a das. Now, yes, it's a Golay Mel Gabov, and yes, it's Mocha Milsa, but the das we're coming out to is still something there. We're not saying that we're just being Samech on a Gabov, which is a tremendous Chiddush. What?
We're Samech on the
Shaita.
On the Shaita.
Yeah, yes, we're being Samech on the Shaita.
Not the Nasi.
What?
Not the Golay Mel Gabov, the Iker is the Shaita. You're Samech on the Shaita that he knew what he was doing a little bit.
To some extent.
Well,
that's what you're saying.
Well, I'm saying that, no, one second. We're for sure being saying that the Gadol Oymed Al Gabov is telling him what to do. But ultimately, he had to do it. If he wasn't having in mind that the get is written Lishma, it's possible. So, good, the Gadol Oymed Al Gabov is going to be Mazirim and he's going to tell him what to do and he's going to prepare it and he's going to get, and not only that, but the way the Rashba puts it in Chulin, it's not only that the Gadol is Oymed Al Gabov to be Mazir him, he even says, just one a little bit stronger, he says that the Eimaz Gadol is Olav. The Eimaz Gadol, it's the intimidation, it's the fear that while the Gadol is there, the child or the Chayrish, the Shaita, whoever it is, in other words, he's understanding it's almost like he bats him a little flighty, but now that there's somebody standing over him to make sure that he does it right, so now he's going to do it right. But again, that's with the hanocha that the katan is able to pileois, that if you line everything up the right way, it's being written al pi the das of the katan, al pi the das of somebody who in shas is not a bar das. And normally, whenever we're saimich on anything in das, it has to be a bar das. The starting point always is that anything which requires that you understand what you're doing, if you don't understand what you're doing, say, a chayv shayt v'katan, it's not a bar das, he's out.
Yeah, but the point
of
it is not being a bar das, and that thing to your kasha for Abner, and
right.
So Rashi basically says the Yathem Gathesis, right.
Good.
So the pshat is that the way I would do it, no one could say
The Chayesh is called a zero das. There's no such thing as zero das. Das is very, very reduced to minimal das, almost no das.
Exactly.
That's
right.
So, when you have the God way with Al-Gabba, keeping him focused.
Well, it's more than focus. We'll see where there's chaloisim that are totally in das. It's again, yes, you're right that Rashi and Tosfos are both saying that you're keeping him focused, but we're with all the focus that whose das is making this a get lishma?
He has a das.
Well, what do you mean? No, he's not. Let me ask you, did you ever see anywhere else in Shas, besides a mufla, samach le'ish, did you ever see in Shas, the musig, that a five-year-old has das?
Okay.
I mean, a one-day-old baby, l'chaya, doesn't have das, right? I think we'd all be masking, you can't have a one-day-old baby writing a get. Right? A week-old, a month-old, you put a chleis, a pen in his... He's a year-old, also not, right?
If
he's a gil l'chinuch, at what point would you hold that he could do this? The Gemara wasn't mechalik, what kind of a cotton? So I'm just saying, if he's a gil l'chinuch, he's 6 years old, he knows how to write. But we've got a lot writing on Stam. He's not just writing a chleis, a first grade test paper here. He's got to understand what's going on. You're beating soinuch on a das that he's going to have in mind that with this... This man is going to be able to divorce this lady, and it's going to be this garrison. Again, so you're being soymich. All my point is that the das, I'm learning like you. In other words, we're coming onto his das. But what I think we see in this Gemara is, at least in this Mahalach, Rashi, Tosfos, the other Rishonim that go with this gang, that you have such a musig when a person is giving a get. And when a person is writing a get al yedei a cheresh hayit v'katan, lemaisa their das is what's piling ice that it's lishma. Okay, that's one mahalach. Sorry.
No, but I just want to think if it wouldn't be a godo on a gavo, according to the shadow, it would seem it's to be a suffer get because it's possible that the katan had das.
Okay. You want to say that it's a suffix, so maybe it's a suffix.
You're not sure.
But to say that the get is going to be a kosher get, which is what the Mishnah says, and the way the Gemara is going. Okay, now, on the third Mahalach, on the Mahalach of the Typhus and the Typh, that's already Machlekes Rishayim, Lahalacha, does that work or not? The Rambam and the Rosh. Okay, but let's stick with this a little bit more.
Why don't you understand that the cotton is not to the din of lishma is not a chalois? It's just he has to know the metzias. So if you know that the child knows the metzias, it's good enough. Your cash is if it's a chalois, where do we find the chance that
it's? So I didn't say it's a chalois. I just said that the tanai of a get is that it has to be written lishma. It's a din. It's a requirement midayraisa.
But if it's not a chalois. So you just have to know the metzias, and the cotton knows the metzias.
So I hear you're talking already, Reb Chaim, right? Reb Chaim is Reb Chaim makes a point to saying over here that the reason that we have this shmuz in the Gemara is because there is no chalois in a get that a get is written lishma, right? That's what you're naming on. There's a mayach is chaylik on this. This is a machlokes achronim whether you say this or not. Reb Chaim wants to say such a yesod that all the get is when you write a get lishma. Bar goes with this. Reb Shimon goes with this. When you write a get lishma, by definition, the get bifaneinu that's lishma. There's no chalois in the get. The chalois happens when the gerushin happens. The tanai in the get is in order to be able to be used as a get, it has to be written lishma. But if it's not in the chafza of the, but it's not a din in the chafza of the get that now we have a get befaneinu that's a kosher get. Reb Chaim wants to say there's no such thing. There's no such thing as the chafza of a kosher get. Just a tanai in the ma'isa gerushin, right? Which is, I think, what you're numbing on. The Ar Sameach takes issue with that. The Ar Sameach wants to bring a raya from a bitla get that there is a chafza of a get itself, and there's a din lishma in the get, and that's how it's possible to have a bitla get. So what you're naming on as hanocha pshuta, it's definitely nitin lehayomer, but it's definitely not a davar muskin, because the problem is that with Reb Chaim's mahalach and Baruch Bar, Reb Shimon, definitely gedolei oilam going like this. But the question is that then how are you going to deal with the bittul? So they come up with other ways, but our Sameach holds that the bittul is a raya. That in the chafetz of the get, there is something here which the din lishma is a chalois in the chafsa of a get. And let's go for a machlokes. Okay, but let's come back here. We said that one mahalach we have here is from Tosfos. The other mahalach we have here is the Rashba. Now, the Rashba says something, again, very hard to understand. Both of these things, I think, are tremendous chedushim. I think outside of this sugya, if we just asked, even Talmid HaChacham, we asked them, do you find such a musik that somebody who's a chayr shayt of a katan is a bardas? Not such a common thing to find. And if we go the other way, the Rashba's way, right? The Rashba's way is that we're dealing with a shlichus. And that what the Rashba says, B'shem Rabbeinu HaRav, which the Achroinim, the Beis Ephraim, other Achroinim understand is Rabbeinu Yoina, what he says is that when you write a get, the get that's written has to be written l'shma. So when you tell somebody to write a get, and he's a chayr shayt v'katan, how does that work? So he says it only works b'makayim, that there's a that shlichus is shayich. Where shlichus is shayich, you can have a gadol oymer al gabov. So the gadol oymer al gabov takes the get which is being written and makes the get into a kosher get. You have a tziruf of the das of the mishaleach, the das of the gadol oymer al gabov, and the katan, the chayr shayt v'katan, who's actually doing the maisa to write the get. And the way the Rashba understands it, what we've got here is a shlichus. That even though the maisa of the ksivas haget is being done by the chayr shayt v'katan, and the chayr shayt v'katan independently don't seem to have das to be able to make a kosher haget, so they go, not like Rashi and Tosfos the way we were understanding the pashtos, that
Tosfos says that the katan is like a shlichus,
Tosfos, that's one of Tosfos' kashas. That whatever happened to a chayr shayt v'katan being involved in the first place, he's not about shlichus. Now the way Tosfos got out of that kasha was by Tosfos saying you don't need shlichus. So what's the Rashba going to do? So some mafarshim understand that what the Rashba would tell you is that you also don't need shlichus according to the Rashba either. But so what's going on here?
Back for a second.
Sure.
So you have the one who's almost a gabav is the mishaleach to shtaltsu l'shma for him.
The gadol oymer al gabav will shtaltsu l'shma. That's
but
the
mishaleach. Who is he?
So he could either he could be a shliach that's going to be the shliach for the l'shma. Or
but it doesn't say,
that it's the
Baal. Oymer al gabav is a shliach of the Baal Aget.
Right.
So he's shav strange in the street.
Well,
so where does he have a right to be to shav shlichus?
No, so again, we don't know anything more than Gadol Oymer al Gabov. The Rashba is teaching that the way that Gadol Oymer al Gabov can work is with shlichus.
So
presumably, the case would have to be, at least the simplest way to say it, is that the Baal sends the Gadol Oymer al Gabov, and he sends the chayr shayt v'katan, and he says, "You chayr shayt v'katan, write to get for me, and you gadol, make sure that he does what he's supposed to." So the gadol has the shlichus over here to shtel tzu alishma, and the chayr shayt v'katan is the one who's going to do the actual ksiva. I think that's the simplest way to say it. Now, you could get creative and come up with other hechatimsis, but I think for sure that's the simplest way. What?
But they're not a bar shlichus.
Who's not a bar shlichus? So 1 second. So that's Tosfos has the kasha, right? So now Tosfos said that it must be that therefore there's no din that I have to have shlichus in a ksivas haget.
Right.
In a ksivas haget lishma, Tosfos said, all you need is a tzivo yabal to shafel lishma. But you don't need a ksivas haget from the shlichus habal. And that's how he got around this problem. Because if they're labnei shlichus, so then what are they doing over here? But,
so what you're saying is you can do it by computer. The gadol can be on his computer.
The gadol would.
He has the lishma in mind, and the computer is printing the.
Beautiful. So we're going there. Beautiful. So that's going to be a problem. That a maisa without das is nishkin maisa. Let it be a computer. A maisa without das, by definition, in gan shas, a maisa is only a maisa with das. Here, what the Rashba is doing for us is he's splitting that it's possible that this cotton's maisa ba'etzem without das is nothing. He's not assuming that there's any das here at all that we can be saimachan from the cotton standpoint. Aye, the cotton's aware. Okay, but he's a cotton. A chayim shaita a cotton. Yeah, halachically, is not das. So then, what's going out of here? Where's the ksivas haget coming lishma? Well, that's coming from the gadol eimid al gabov. So one second. I want to try to get to all this, but I each one's a step. So if it's a gadol eimid al gabov, and the shlichus is happening now. So what are you going to do with Tysus' kasha? The lab nei shlichus. So what you're going to tell me is, so there's two ways to say this, and the Mefarshim seem to go with both ways in the Rashba. But I think the simplest way to say this is that the Rashba is masking to Tysus. The Rashba is masking that Be'etzem there's no need for a shlichus in the Ksivas Haget. I'm using an aspect of shlichus to provide a lishma. But the lishma, which way is the lishma going? The shlichus isn't on the shlichus that I need over here is that the gadol eimed al gabav will provide a lishma. I don't need the shlichus on the maisa of the ksivas haget, and therefore, if what's providing the das over here was the machshava of the gadol eimed al gabav, perhaps that's enough.
But the maisa has to be lishma.
Hmm?
The maisa ksivas has to be lishma.
The
You can't divorce them. Like, he'll provide the shmo, and he'll provide the ksiva. Don't work that way. The ksiva has to be the shmo.
Well, that's the problem. Like the Rashba, the Rashba is naming up for another pashut that this is not the shkedas. Like, I'm sorry, I don't know your name, but according to this, let it be a computer. You got a das. You got some guy here who decided what's going to go on, and now you got a machine who's writing it. Right, but the Rashba is clearly understanding that there is some tziruf between the Maisa of the Ksivas Haget, together with the Machshava that it be written Lishma.
What is the language of the Rashba? What is the actual language of the Rashba?
What's the language of the Rashba?
What does he actually say?
Lushin.
Lushin of the Rashba. Could you work in the Rav, read it for a second?
That's all.
Okay. And just like saying the language of it, because the Rav is saying it's written in it. Does the Rashba say it's splitting, or is this just an explanation of it?
No. The Rashba says it black on white. I don't have the Lashon in front of me. I'm sorry. I don't have it in front of me. But Belina, last time also, when I gave a shir, I think you wanted the Maror Malkum afterwards. I'll get you the Maror Malkum. He's not the hate. I'll give him to Ramendi. He can go through everything I've got. The Rashba is black on white that it's shlichus. It's not like some yeshiva shavat. Yeah, black on white. He says that it's shlichus. Yeah. He says the black and white that it's helping with the shlichus. So now, if we go that it's a shlichus, so then what we're saying is that ba'etzem the katan doesn't have any das that we're saying b'chan. We're not saying any earth shattering chedushim in the das of a chayim shayt of a katan. The chiddush that we're saying is that there are ways that you can be mitzarif a shlichus with a maisa from one person and a machshava from somebody else.
But you still now, need that the cotton should do the ksiva. You need a ksiva's haget, right?
The Mishnah. Yes.
So the cotton does the ksiva.
The cotton's doing the ksiva.
So the cotton's not a computer, because as I write to give it a shem ksiva, cotton's enough. But l'maisa, for the din of l'shma, shlichus can help.
So this is a chashav nekuda, that even though we're saying that we're not being saimach on the l'shma, we're still calling it a maisa of ksiva. It's still a maisa of a mensch. We're not calling the kid a monkey. So, if it was a kaif that's writing the get, you trained him to write it.
A guy would do the same thing?
What?
A guy.
A guy is another shmuz. A guy, because the guy is always wearing dafke fakart, so the guy is a bigger problem. A katan is at least before our dar, a kid was considered to be basically compliant. You know, maybe by us already. Us have a hacha stick, but you have this idea that the katan's ksiva has a tziruf with the machshava of the mishalech. Now the ksais says that this would really work for Stam Akinyan. If you want to be kind of something, the Ksoi says that you can send a kid to pick something up for you, or a Cheir Shait of a cotton. He's not allowed to have a cotton. A Cheir Shait of a cotton can do a Maisa for you, they can do a Meshicha, a Hagba, whatever, and they won't have the Das for the Kinyan, but you'll have the Das for the Kinyan. Because what we see here is that as long as you have the Das, the Maisa is able to come back to you, and you'll have the das, you'll have the machshava that is required in that maisa. And as you're pointing out, it's still going to be considered a maisa of a mech. If it was a maisa of a kaif, it wouldn't be a maisa kinyan bechal. So it's still, we're calling it the maisa, but even though the maisa and the das are split between two people, it's possible that you'll schlep the maisa for what purposes you have for it, even though the chayu shayt v'katan that's doing this for you isn't providing the das that a normal maisa requires. So this the ksais goes with such a thing that it's possible to have such an outcome. So within this mahalach of the Rajba that we're doing a shlichus, and that the shlichus is split between these two sides. So what we're being mechadish is that a shlichus by itself is able to somehow draw on the mishaleach. So of course, I'm sure the Olam knows, this is classic Yeshiva Shalomdis, the very famous Chakira and Shlichus, the Rambam with the Tur, the Rashi and Taisis that the Ksois brings, the famous Rambam says that if you have somebody who tells the Shliach to write a get for him, and then he's Neshtata, so can the reason that the Shliach can't give the get, even is, when he's a Shaita now, is just because of, it's Xeri Darabonon, Shalo Yoimru, that Shaitim are Megarshan. But the Tur says that if you give a get, if you tell a Sofer to write a get for you, and he writes the get, and now you become a Shaita, the get is possible to Yaisa. So the famous Chakiri, the Ksois, brings in understanding the Rambam and the Tur, is he says, how do we understand Shlichus? Is it the Pshat that the Shliach becomes the Baldavar, that the Shliach takes over the role of the Mishaleach? Or is it the Pshat that the Shliach just makes the Maisa Misyachis to the Mishaleach? If the Shliach becomes the Baldavar, so if you gave the get to a Shliach, and now you became a Shaita, but the Shliach himself is the Baldavar. So if the Shliach himself is the Baldavar, the Shliach is able to give the get with your Shlichus, because right now he's the Bardas and he's the Megarish, so he can give the get over to the Isha, even though you're not a Bargerishin anymore. You're a Shaita, you can't get divorced, but it doesn't matter. What you did your part, you were Meman of the Shliach, and now the Shliach did everything he's supposed to, so Gizotayit, let the Shliach go give the get. That's the Rambam. But the Tur goes the other way. The Tur goes that the Shliach is the get is Pasul Dayraisa. Why is the get Pasul Dayraisa? Because what's the Shliach doing? The Shliach isn't taking over the role of the Mishaleach. All the Shliach is doing is connecting the Mishaleach to a Maisa that he wants to do. He's making a Maisa Mishaleach to the Mishaleach. In this case, the Mishaleach is the Baal. The Baal is a Shaita. So now all the Shliach is doing is connecting the Gerishin to a Shaita. So what good does that do? It's possible to Yaisa because a Shaita can't be Megarish. So if a Shaita can't be Megarish, then the Shlichus won't help. And even Midai Yaisa, the get is possible. The Ksois continues and he says that's the Machloikis Rashi and Taisvis. Again, earlier in the Masechta, we had a Machloikis between Rashi and Taisvis. Why is it that you can't give a get Lachar Misa? Let's say you write a get. You write a get before you die, and you give it to the Shliach, and you say, give it to my wife. So why is the get possible? So Rashi, now the Ksois stels it su from an Eved to an Isha, it's from Daftas, he stels it su, but it's the same Lundis. He says that by a get, La'achar Misa, according to Rashi, the reason it doesn't work is the Pakalei Rishusai, that you lost your bailus over your Isha. What gives you the ability to get divorced is the fact that there's an ishus, that you have a bailus, and now that you're not around anymore, it's the pakalei rishusai. And according to Taisus, it's ein mesa megarshin. It's when you're dead, you can't be getting divorced. So what's the difference, Rashi and Taisus? So the Ksois again says the same aside, that according to Rashi, the idea is it's a shliach becomes the role of the mishaleach, the shliach becomes the megarish. And over here, when the Shliach takes over the role of the Megarish, then by definition, the Shliach now should be able to give the get, because even though the Megarish is dead, but the Shliach took over his role. So the only reason he can't give the get is because there's nothing left to divorce. The marriage is gone. It's a Pakalei Rishusai. So therefore, you can't give the get. But on the other side, on the side of Taisus, Ein Mesa Megarishim, it's the same idea. It's that ain't mesa megarshin, because what does the get do? It just connects you to a get that you want to give. Well, you're dead. You ain't mesa megarshin. So if you want to give a get after you're dead, it doesn't help, because all the shliach is doing is connecting a get to a guy that's 6 feet under. So it doesn't help. So that's why the shliach can't give the get. So that's Taisus and the Torah are going with the Mahaluch that a shliach just connects you to a maisa that you want to do. And according to Rashi and the Rambam, they're not only that they're connecting you to a maisa you want to do, but they're even becoming a baldavar. They're becoming the megarish. Now over here, I think it's clear that what you're going to have to say is that the katan can't possibly become a baldavar here. He's not a bardas. At best, you're going to say that the maisa could be misyachis because you still have the das. So if there's a das here from a good oymed al gabov, it's possible to schlep the maisa that the katan is doing. But to say it the other way, that you're going to be giving a katan das, when we're neming on that the das that a katan is capable of is not enough to provide a lishma of a get, that won't work. L'chaira, this would only work on the tzad that you're schlepping a... You're making a maisa being misyachis to a mishaleach.
Would this be mainly lamimsir l'shliach? If the ksiba is the cottons, and so the oymed al gabav is mili, he is not doing a maisa b'chlal.
So it's a problem. It is a problem. I'm going to try just. I think if we were giving a shir on Mili, this would be a good thing to bring in. But I think you're right. I think this is definitely a problem of how you're going to get around Mili. Sorry.
Do you assume that the Baal told the cotton, or he told to leave out?
Well, clearly he had to tell he clearly had to tell the cotton to write the get for him.
Right? Almost not. He could just tell the gadol, because the gadol was the one who wanted the das.
So seemingly what had to happen is that you're telling both. Again, I'm getting out of it. I'll tell you honestly. I hear the kasha better than the tarets. But we don't say that the Baal is Oymed al Gabov. If the Gemara said Baal Oymed al Gabov, I'd be with you. But it's a Gadol Oymed al Gabov, which doesn't sound like it's the Baal. It sounds like it's somebody else. You'll have to say, the pashtus, I think you're going to have to say, is that since the Lishma is part of the Maisa, it's not a Chesaron of Mili. Because on the one hand, he's not doing anything, but on the other hand, by being in the Ksiva through the Lishma, he has a Chelik in the Ksiva. But it's a very shvara as I have to say. I hold the kasha is much better than the turrets. But with this, you're going to have a problem. There's no question about it. So let's keep going here. So again, with this Rajba L'chayu, we're going to say that the Shlichus is making a Maisa Misyachis to a Mishalech. Now, there is a... It doesn't work out so well when you start mixing the different shittas. Here, Taisus says one way we've got to. It is somewhat problematic. What I think you could say is that even if you hold that normally a shliach does become a baldover, right? Rashi, the Mashal, the Ksais understands that Rashi holds that a shliach normally becomes a baldover. So if the shliach becomes a baldover, then how does that work over here with a cotton where he's just connecting a maisa? So I think you're gonna have to say that even if you hold that normally a shliach does become a baldavar, but it's possible to limit the kayach of a shliach and only make a maisa misyachis to you instead of becoming a baldavar itself, which is I think you're gonna have to go down that road because we have so many rishonim that are going with this mahalach that you do have this and still at the same point are going on that other side of the chakir. Okay, now, let's come back to the other way, right? We said that one way was the Rajba and one way was Taisus. Now, Taisus was Mechadish to us, that when you do something without Das, you just do it as a Maisa, and you're not a Bar Das, you're still able to have a Das, like you asked me right from the beginning, right? We don't say that a Katan Mamish has nothing. He's missing focus, he's missing discipline, but there's Das there. You can tell him to do something, and he can presumably do it right. So Taisus asked, so why then by Shechita do we say in Chulin, that Hakol Ksheirin Lishchait, Afil Chayim Shechita V'Katan, and the Gemara says that's only according to the Tanakhama, but according to the Rabbanon, the Shechita is Taka Pasul. So Fret Taisus, what happened to Gadol Oymed Al Gabav over there? Over there you've got a Katan who's doing the Shechita, and over there the Shechita is Pasul. So why is that any worse than it is over here? So Taisus said, because over there, the Gadol Oymed Al Gabav isn't doing anything. He's just watching. He's just a Mashgiach B'Alma, the guy sitting in the kitchen. But he's not actually being mazer him that he has to do it, and he has to pay attention the right way. But Taisus is assuming that if the Katan was instructed correctly to do the Shechita the way that the Shechita has to be done, then the Shechita would taka be kosher. It's what's missing is that the way Taisus wants to be mechalik is in Chulin, the Gadol Oymed Al Gabav is just a Riya B'Alma, he's just watching him. And since he's not actively involved in making sure that the Shechita is being done correctly, so therefore it's possible. But in a Chanami, if the Gadol was involved and he made sure that the Katan knows what he's doing and he's paying attention carefully, then the Shechita is not a kosher. Sorry? So Taisus, not me. This is before me. I you can attack me for mine, but you know. Anyway, so the question is, so okay, now, so that means that what Taisus is saying here is that even things which not just a get l'shma, but even a shechita, if you had a gadol oymed al gabav, it could be a kosher shechita. As long as the gadol oymed al gabav is playing the role of gadol oymed al gabav, he's not out to lunch. But if he's doing what he's supposed to do, and he's making sure that the katan is being shaychit kehagin, then the halach would be a good shechita. So again, we're seeing where Taisus is understanding that a katan's das is enough to pialize in halacha. Now, obviously, there's still a difference between the different things that we say it's still not going to help for, but already we're finding you have such a thing where a katan can do the maisa for you, and if the katan is instructed the right way, the maisa of the katan is considered a maisa. Midrash, the Rajba and the Rishonim that are going like the Rajba are not nachas to this at all, that there is no such thing as a maisa of a katan being acceptable. So you have a very similar machloikis legabei the lisha of matzis by Pesach. The Maril brings down that b'shum eifin you cannot have a katan who's less than yud gimel shanim v'yayim echad having any role in the maisa of baking the matzis. You can't do it because it has to be lishma and it has to be where it has to be with a gadol. And over here you don't have a gadol. The other rishayim go that it's that maybe not lechatchila, but if you have a gadol oymed al gabav it could help. So again, I was just wanted to be marchiv a little bit this idea that on the one hand you see some rishayim are absolutely not accepting any other broadening of the idea of a bar das below bar mitzvah, and on the other hand you see that from Taisus you see this idea that when you have a child or a cheresh or a shaita that you're able to expand what they're doing is not a bar das. So I wanted to focus specifically on a katan. There's an interesting machlokes, right? How do you ever have a bar mitzvah in the first place, right? Where does it come from? So the famous Tshuva Sarosh says that it's a halacha l'moishe misina. But what's the halacha l'moishe misina? The way the Rosh says it, he says that to be bar mitzvah is that's when you become a bar oinshin, and it's together a halacha l'moishe misina shiurin chatzisun mechitz and halacha l'moishe misina, and therefore below bar mitzvah it's just not the shir. So you have we would accept that be'etzem it would be possible to be a bar das, but to be in the shir of a bar oinshin you have to be 13 years old. Now, the Or Sameach asks a famous kasha. The Or Sameach says that, okay, so what would be by a guy? A guy doesn't have shiur and chatzis and mechitzin, right? The halachal ma'ishim sinai doesn't apply to a guy. So when is a guy bar mitzvah? If a guy is over one of the zayim mitzvah b'nei na'ech, when do you punish a guy? If 13 is halachal ma'ishim sinai, so when do you get a guy? So you have to say that it's from the time that he reaches the das to understand the zayim mitzvah b'nei na'ech. So, which is significantly earlier than bar mitzvah. So then the Yosef says, well, wait a minute. You mean to say that it's possible for a guy to have more mitzvahs than a yid? That as a guy, he's chayv in zayin mitzvahs, and as a yid, he's potter until bar mitzvah?
And you'll kill him.
And you'll kill the guy? Okay, so the cotton... What? Beautiful. So the Arsamech is mechadish. Again, a gewaldige chiddush. The Arsamech is mechadish that if a... when a cotton reaches the age... that as a guy, he would be chayv in Zion mitzvahs. As a yid, by definition, he also has to be chayv in Zion mitzvahs. Because the Gemara says, it's impossible that a guy will ever have a mitzvah that a yid doesn't have. A guy can have an einish a yid doesn't have. If a guy, let's say, does an abortion. So a guy is chayv misa. If a yid does an abortion, so he's definitely not chayv misa. It's a whole nother shayla. In ober yarachimai, lav yarachimai, what exactly the din is, but for sure it's not ritzicha. So for sure he's not going to get killed. But a guy would get killed. A yid that steals, veishav esakzei lesha gazal. A guy that steals, a guy will get killed. So he can have bigger einshit. And even within the Aveira, he can have different dinim. We know that the shir of a shavaputa is by a yid, it's not by a guy. If a guy steals even pachas from a shavaputa, he can be killed. But the point is that once a guy becomes chayiv in zayin mitzvahs, when a yid reaches that darga, call him 7 years old, 8 years old, whatever it is, that as a guy he would be mechayiv in the zayin mitzvahs. As a yid, he's also mechayiv in the zayin mitzvahs. He just says the p'tur of einshin, then until bar mitzvah, he's off the hook and he doesn't have to be punished. So that's one mahalach. The other mahalach is Rashi. Now, again, not sure exactly who Rashi is, because it's Rashi in Perkei Avos, and it's Rashi in Nazir. And both Rashis, we know from the Shema Gedolim, that Rashi on Avos and Rashi in Nazir isn't Rashi. I'm not really sure who it is. We can leave that to the scholars to tell us, but definitely not, you don't find exactly who Rashi is. The only thing is, when I was writing my first Sefer, I saw that the Rashba quotes a Rashi in Nazir as Rashi. So the Rashba, the same Rashi we have in Nazir, the Rashba quotes it as Rashi.
Maybe he has a different Rashi.
It's the same Rashi that we have in our Gemara. Those words of Rashi were Rashi. So we don't know who this Rashi is, but Rashi in both places says that, and I think even the Rav quotes it, and Ben Yud Gimel Shanim V'yayimah, and Ben Yud Gimel Shanim L'mitzvahs. So, Rashi says that we learn it from Shimon and Levi. Because by Shimon and Levi, it's the youngest place that we find that there's an ish in the Torah. So therefore, the din ish comes from Shimon and Levi. Now, again, it's another shmooze that we're Shimon and Levi Yidden or we're Shimon and Levi Goyim. Most Rishonim seem to Naman, they didn't have a din Yisrael before Matan Torah. So they would have been Bnei Noach, and still, you're giving them a din that they're not bar mitzvah until they're 13 years old. But the idea here is that from this approach, it's got nothing. It's not a shir in Yud Gimel Shanim that only applies to a yid. It would even apply to a guy. And of course, then it would be the other way. If then he wouldn't be bar mitzvah until his mom is 13 years old, which means that less than 13 years old.
You're talking about the guy.
What a guy? Yeah, like this Mahalach and Rashi. And other Rishonim go with a similar type of a gang that Pachas Miyud Gimel Shanu V'yayimachar is nothing. Now, again, there's a Chiv D'Rabbanan, and we have Machon, you know, you have other dinim in Shas where you see that a cotton is able to do things if he has to. But there is this other place of a cotton that besides being Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, we have a din that we learn from the Torah that an ish is 13 and less than 13 is not an ish. And if it's not an ish, then all the dinim that apply to an ish don't apply to him. And that would apply to a guy the same way that they apply to a yid. It's the other place where you find a machlekes rishonim like this is when you have a ger katan, right? A ger katan, so he's megayer, right? Bezdin is megayer him if he's megayer with his family. And then when he becomes bar mitzvah, when he reaches the chal adas, we ask him, was it a schus for you? Do you want to stay a Jew? So if he says, I don't want to be a Jew, so then the whole geiris is off l'mafreya, and he's a god. And if And if the Geiris is Chai V'Kayim, so he stays a Yid. So there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Well, when does that happen? You see, if you're gonna establish him as a bar mitzvah, as a bar das, from a much younger age, so whenever he reaches the das, that as a goy, he's a bar mitzvah, so at that point, he's a goy. Like you said, you'll kill him for a ma'isa ganeiva. So Mamela, the shayla, we have to ask him, he's 8 years old, and he's bar hochi to understand the Zion mitzvahs, so we have to ask him now, do you want to keep the geiris? Because on that side, all you need is he gil v'chlal adas. The other side is the fakart, that we have to wait till bar mitzvah, because until he's 13 years old, he's still a cotton. And a cotton is, it doesn't mean anything yet. It's only when he reaches the age of 13, at that point he becomes a bar mitzvah, and now that he's a bar das, now we can ask him, do you want to keep this geiris that we gave you?
None of the Rishayim say this. Everybody says by Gary Cotton is by 13.
It's not true. It's machlokes Rishayim. I have it mefurish.
It's dangerous to say everybody.
No. I have this mefurish. I have it. I have it mefurish. I think it's either a Tysus Rid or it's a Ritva. When I send it to Mandy, I'll send it to you. Bulinetter. So you'll see. You're gonna be surprised. The first time I saw it, I was surprised also.
Another nafkemina is a goy could be mevatel lavedezur from a goy. It's dafka gudel. There it says if he has das. I don't think it says by age.
Okay. Now let's come back. To one more nakuda. At least maybe two more nakudas if we have time. We have like this: a maisa without das normally is nishkin maisa. If you normally do something and you're unaware of what you're doing, the stumbling block that we assume is it's not a maisa. What makes a maisa is the fact that there's human intelligence, right? What's the difference between a human maisa and a monkey maisa? A human maisa is das. A monkey maisa doesn't have das. The famous Nesivis says in the Makar Chayim that therefore you can have misasik in all the mitzvahs of the Torah. And of course, where he says it is legabe, he has the kasha that if somebody forgets that he has chametz in his house, so why shouldn't he just be considered a misasik on the bayra bayamotze? And the Makar Chayim is mechadish that the only time misasik applies is when you're doing a maisa. When you're doing a maisa, you have to be aware of what you're doing. But in a case of being over bayra bayamotze, where the chametz is just sitting in your house, and there's no awareness of what you're doing, but since you didn't actually do anything, you can't have a ptur misasik on a shlilus. When you're just sitting there and you're not doing an avera, b'kum ba'asa, you don't have a ptur misasik. But in any normal avera in the Torah, outside of a shevi al taisa, a normal situation where you're b'kum ba'asa, where you're doing something and you're misasik, he's naming on for a davar pashut that you get the ptur misasik. It'd be if you were over an avera b'shoigig, you'd be chayav achatas. You'd be potter from achatas. Reb Kiveger is chaylik on the nesivus. Reb Kiveger says that it's not true, that it's only a din in Shabbos. That's malachas machshavas also Torah. That there's a higher darga that in order to a regular misasik is just a regular shoigig, and therefore, like Reb Kiveger, every shoigig in the world you normally would be chayav achatas. There's a special din in Shabbos, Melechas Machshavas also Torah, and Melechas Machshavas means that you have to know what you're doing. If you're not aware of what you're doing, Bechlal, you have a special p'tur of Misasik that's only Nischadish in Shabbos. And outside of Shabbos, you don't have such a thing. So that means that Reb Kiveger understands that if you do a Maisa, and you didn't have an awareness of what you're doing, you just did the Maisa without Das, it would still be a Maisa. It would still be Achroi for the Maisa. Right. So there it says Hamasasik b'chalom v'arayis chayiv shekein nana. Right. So Rabbi Yosef Engel explains that again. There's two ways of looking at it. The way the Nesivus would tell it to you is, and the way the other more haidika achrayim understand it is in dvarim of hana. The ikir hakpod of the Torah is not a maisa. The ikir hakpod of the Torah is a hana. So if you're chayiv shekein nana, because normally the Torah cares when you're doing a maisa that you have das in the maisa. But if the isra of the Torah is arayis or achila. So it's something where the ikr that's going on here is the hana. So what the Torah has a hakpada on is the hana.
He's asking a question on Kivedia. How can you say it's just the din and Shabbos?
Because
Kivedia doesn't say that. Sorry, but Kivedia just the Kivedia said that there's no chiyuv of chatas. There's no chiyuv, but then this there is.
He says there's no.
There's no chiyuv of chatas.
By where?
By Misasi.
By
Misasi is only a tour in chatas. But not that it's good to not, according to...
One second, that's exactly what I said. Yeah. Again, Reb Kiveger says that the Misasik is a p'tur in the carbon by Shabbos. But you don't have Misasik everywhere else, it's just a shaggy. But the Nesivis is the one that Reb Kiveger is arguing on. The Nesivis holds that you do have it. The Nesivis holds you have it every time you have a Misa. As long as you do a Misa has to have Das. And if you don't have Das in the Misa, it's not a Misa that you're achroi for. A Maisa, in order for you to be achroi for it, has to have Das. So without the Das, according to the Nesivis, it's Nishkin Maisa. You find one more instance of this is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara there is handling the Shaila, if a person is forced, right, if a person is forced, let's say, at gunpoint, to bow down to an Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara is asking, the Gemara is handling there whether the behemoth is considered to be Nevad. So Taisus asks that, so the Gemara wants to say from Abianai that it's not considered a Nevad. So Taisus is bothered by it.
What's that
Nevad? The Nevad. If you were forced to bow down, so Abianai there says on an Aleph that you're not considered to be Nevad. So Taisus asks, why not? You're chayv to give up your life. It's one of the Gimel Averis Chamuris. So, of course it's Nevad. Why wouldn't it be Nevad?
Force means a person put a gun in your head. Or force means they physically pushed you. There's two types. Which one are we talking about?
That's the Tysus answers. Tysus has a few different things he says over there. But the Ritva, so Tysus there handles the Kasha. Tysus comes up with a few different things. But Tysus sticks with the aside that you shouldn't have bowed down to it. Now the Ritva says, if you were an Einus, when you were bowing down to the Getchka, so it's not Nevad Bechlal. Because you were an Einus. So it's not a Mice of Havaydah Zarah. Now, so the Ritva is saying, it's not a Mice of Havaydah Zarah. Taisus is saying, it is a Mice of Havaydah Zarah. So again, we see a similar type of idea, where when you're doing a ma'isa as an oinus, is that considered to be your ma'isa, or is the ma'isa considered to be a little bit too far from you? Right. One final place where, again, there's obviously you can there's plenty of Torah to say here. One last idea where you find this is another machlokes rishonim in Bava Kamma legabe a mazik and other mud la'olam. The shaila is what about an oinus gomer? Right, an oinus, of course, is ein oinus in other mus la'olam, and therefore normally you're chayiv. The shaila that the Rishayim argue about is what happens if a person goes to sleep and somebody brings him kalim there after next to him after he went to sleep. Is he chayiv or not? So if he had no way, or the guy himself lays down there and you're mazik the guy next to you. So there's another machlokes Tosfos on the Ramban whether we say that you're achroi for a maisa that you did as a mazik when there was no way that you could have prevented it. Now, when you're sleeping, you clearly have no das, you're not aware of what you're doing, you're out cold, you're sleeping. So there's a tzad there, like the Ramban says, that you're potter. Because if you have absolutely no awareness of what you're doing, again, so you can't be held responsible for it. Tosfos understands that you still are held responsible, even though you're an oinus gomer, but adam mud la'olam is absolute. It's your maisa, and you're achroi for the maisa. So obviously,
that's a zaytik gezach. That's not.
Go ahead.
It's because adam mud la'olam is a special gzeres hakasut that even if it's not me, I'm chayin.
So what does that mean if it's not me? So that's
because it's my body that's mazik. Oh. And then the Ramban learns you need
a das.
You need a das.
Yeah.
But
Taisus is understanding that you don't need a das. That it's still me, even without a das. And again, it's a similar type of an akuda. Yes, obviously, we're dealing with different sugyas, and in every one of these things, if we wanted to, we could try to figure out a way to localize it. But in each one of these in Yanim, you'll find where on the one hand you have one way of looking at it, where a maisa without a das is still considered to be your maisa. The other way of looking at it is that the maisa without the das is not considered to be your maisa. Just to finish up, Remedi told me that I'm supposed to say something on the parsha, some Dvar Agada. So it says the famous Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that Reb Chananya ben Tradyan and who was the other one? Reb Yosef ben Kisma, I think it was, that Reb Chananya ben Tradyan came to visit Reb Yosef ben Kisma. Reb Yosef ben Kisma was sick, so Reb Chananya ben Tradyan is so Reb Yosef ben Kisma says, "Is it true that I hear about you that you're going and being makal kehilos and teaching Torah b'rabin?" So he says, "Yeah." He said, "What are you doing? The Romans, they were makhir of the Beis Hamikdash. They're going to get you. What are you doing?" So he says, "Okay, it's okay. The Rebbe Shalom is going to help me. It's no problem." So then he says to him, "Klum ma'isa bo liyodecha? Did a ma'isa ever come to your hands?" So he says, "Yeah, one time the money of tzedakah was switched with my money, and I took the loss myself, and I didn't make the aniyim take the loss." He said, "Oh, hebazoi, yehei chelki im chelkecha. If that's the case, then I want to have my chelik together with your chelik." And of course, we all know the end of the story is that Reb Chananya ben Tradyan is caught by the Romans and he's killed. And the Gemara says, "Fakart Reb Yosef ben Kisma was when he died, he was honored by the Romans." But the point is that here Reb Chananya ben Tradyan, in a time of Shmad, a time when it's also to learn Torah, teach Torah, doesn't care. He's being Meiser Nefesh to teach Torah. And still, you see that Reb Chananya ben Tradyan, the kasha that he's asking before he's accepting, that Yehi Chelki Im Chelkecha, right? We know from Bava Basra, we know that the Asar Hu Gemalchis is Mamish, it's the highest Madrega. And still, before he gets there, he wants to first make sure that this is the real Kiddush Hashem. And therefore he asks him, Klum Ma'isa Bal Yadecha, he has the story with the Tzedakah, oh, Ebazo Yehi Chelki Im Chelkecha. What's the pshat? Right, so we all know the connection to this week's parsha is the Tzfaradim, that the Tzfaradim made the Kavach Omer, that the Tzfaradim jumped into the ovens to be Meisur Nefesh for the Kiddush Hashem. And therefore, the Gemara says, the Chananya, Mishael, and Azariah, when they jumped into the Kivshan Aish, they made a Kavach Omer if the Tzfaradim are jumping in. So certainly they should, the Tzfaradim are not Mitzvah V'yosa, and they're jumping into the ovens anyway, so they will. So, okay, so it's a Kiddush Hashem, Givaldik, you're dying on Kiddush Hashem, and you're going to be from the Asar Hu Gemalchus. So, what does he have to hear first that Klum Ma'isa Bo Liyodecha? So, I was just thinking, Pashut, that what he was saying was, is that it's not enough to die on Kiddush Hashem. Dying on Kiddush Hashem is great, but that's not enough by itself. It has to be with living on Kiddush Hashem. Where the Rambam is Magdir, Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam says that if you do a maisa, any maisa mitzvah, and you do the mitzvah completely l'shem shamayim, without any other intent at all, and there's no ulterior motive, and you do the mitzvah purely l'shma, so then by definition, that's a kiddush Hashem. So, what he was asking was, klum maisa bo liyodecha, meaning, can you tell me a maisa where you can point to it and say that maisa I did completely l'shem shamayim without any ulterior motive. It was the Shpitz Kiddush Hashem. And he says, yeah, one time, Reb Chananya ben Tradyan is a pretty chashuv yid, mistama, he had a lot of good stories, but this is the only time he's able to say, no, one time I was watching tzedakah money, nobody ever would have known. He didn't have a board of directors he had a report to, and the IRS wasn't going through the books. And still, I was careful that tzedakah shouldn't lose one penny from me. So Bazoi, he could point to a maisa which was done b'seiser, completely l'shem shamayim, without any ulterior motive, and he could say, that's the maisa I did, that was a kiddush Hashem. So now Reb Chananya ben Tradyan says, Bazoi, so if you get killed, dying al kiddush Hashem, after you've had a chance to do the kiddush Hashem, the maisa, so now it's yehi chelki im chelkecha. In other words, it would not have been enough for him to say yehi chelki im chelkecha, if it would just stand be that he's dying al Kiddush Hashem. Lots of people can die al Kiddush Hashem, but the bigger challenge is to be able to live al Kiddush Hashem. And perhaps that's that's an inyan for all of us. You know, we should never be in a situation where we have to die al Kiddush Hashem. But to live al Kiddush Hashem, of course, is the real challenge, and that's something which we're all capable of doing every day. A good one.